This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. I'm Wayne Allen Root, the warrior. This show is Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. So much big news to get to. I'm going to just go straight to it. I think the biggest news story, I always put my news stories in order. There's so many today, it's hard to figure out what should come first. But I don't think there's a bigger story in America today than the fact that Dr. Fauci was wrong again, and the doctors and medical experts were wrong again, and President Trump was wrong again, because he listens to them. Stop listening to them. They're wrong about everything. Trump originally told Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, "You're restarting the economy, that's great. Fantastic." And then Fauci had an emergency meeting with him and convinced Trump it's a big mistake. Everyone's going to die. He's going to reinfect Georgia. They're all going to die. And Trump called up Kemp and expressed his displeasure and said, "You're opening too soon." And Kemp basically said, "You know, Mr. President, I love you, but I really don't give a crap what you say. I'm opening Georgia." And he opened it. What bravery. What courage. And the latest stats are out. And Georgia opens the entire economy and lifts the lockdown orders. And guess what? Coronavirus cases and deaths dropped to new lows. You see, they all had us scared that you can't open the economy, and no one like Wayne Root should even open his mouth, because if you open it, people will die. And guess what? People didn't die. And people didn't get sick. And the numbers are low. And it proves that we were right all along. It took one brave man, Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia, to prove the emperor has no clothes. They're all a bunch of fools. They've been conning the president. Total complete lies. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp announced this weekend the lowest number of COVID-19 positive patients currently hospitalized, 1,203 since hospitals began reporting data, and the lowest total of ventilators in use. This is after opening up the entire Georgia economy. The emperor has no clothes. You've all been lying from the beginning, or you're just afraid of your own shadow, or you're just a stupid doctor who knows everything about medicine but has zero common sense and doesn't understand if you kill the economy, millions will die of suicide, depression, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, and just the offshoot of stress and poverty, which is death and a miserable life. What else did Wayne Root say that he was right about? I told you about the nursing homes in New York. Governor Cuomo's killing old people. His law that says if a sick person wants to go back to a nursing home, you got to take them. That's what infected all the nursing homes. That's almost all the deaths in New York. There it is. Every restaurant's closed. Every business closed. Everyone's life is ruined because of nursing homes. And Cuomo allowed the nursing home deaths to happen, actually encouraged it, actually facilitated it. How do you know I'm right? Because he's not arguing. New York officials removed the order to readmit coronavirus patients back into nursing homes after 4,900 nursing home deaths. Those deaths are on Cuomo. And yet there's those who think he should be the next president of the United States on the left. What a joke. Lots of big news stories. They're all over the place. The economy. Steve Sisolak here in Nevada, my home state of Las Vegas, declares a fiscal emergency. Emergency, emergency, we're all broke. You should have thought about you numbnuts before you closed the damn economy. There's no money. So as a result of his fiscal emergency, Steve Sisolak is now allowed to tap into the $400 million in reserve funds in the state budget to help offset the holes. Now they're going to go into the emergency fund, and then they're going to tap all $400 million, and that's not even be enough until the fiscal year ends on June 30th, because the budget experts estimate Nevada's shortfalls range from $741 million to $911 million for only the current fiscal year, which ends June 30th. It ends in a month and a half, and we're going to go through the whole $400 million, and it's not going to be enough, and then there's not going to be any reserve funds for a rainy day, and then you know how much is going to be needed for the next fiscal year. Billions and billions and billions, not millions, billions. I think our whole budget is $7 or $8 billion a year in Nevada, and the whole thing is going to be needed because there's no tax money. And then they're going to come up with an idea. Oh, I've got a brilliant idea. Let's have a state income tax, and let's take the cap off property taxes. And then everyone in the whole state will move out, and that's the end of Nevada. And oh, by the way, if you haven't figured it out yet, the single biggest scam and the single biggest boondoggle and the single biggest disaster and the single biggest catastrophe and the single biggest miscalculation in the history of Nevada and Las Vegas is that damn Raiders Stadium, Allegiant Stadium. There is no money to finish it. There is no money to build it. There is no money for the bond for it. It's going to be paid by sales tax money for tourists that aren't coming. And if they did come, there are no hotels for them to stay in. They're all closed. And I've seen the schedule. You know, a couple of MGM hotels are going to reopen. And the schedule I saw, which was secretly sent to me by a top MGM person, they claim it's the real thing. I don't know if it's the real thing. I know that they're planning to phase in all the other casinos over the next year and a half. You heard me right. Over the next year and a half. Could that be right? Could that be possible? There's some casinos they won't open for 9 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year and a half? Where's everyone going to stay for the Raiders games? Oh, I forgot. They won't have to stay because all the games are going to be played without people. Oh, I forgot. If there's no people, where's the sales tax? Where's the sales tax for the tickets? Where's the sales tax for the refunds you give everyone for the season tickets they bought? Where's the sales tax for the food they're going to buy and the hotels they're going to buy that they aren't going to buy? Where's the sales tax for the parking they're not going to park in? Where's the money going to come from? Nevada's completely, utterly, 100% broke because of the decision to close the economy. The dumbest decision in the history of the world, the history of mankind. No money for anything. That's what happens when you put Democrats in charge. And Trump, unfortunately, had Democrat doctors and medical experts in charge. And you think I'm the only one saying this? You think so? Because here's, let me find it. Here it is. Germany's Bild newspaper says lockdown was a huge mistake. You think? You think maybe it was? Because, you know, a couple things. Number one, Sweden didn't lock down, and Sweden didn't close its economy. And Sweden's still standing, and the economy's doing good. South Dakota didn't lock down in the United States, one of the few states. And South Dakota didn't close the economy, and the economy's doing good. The only state out of 50 states where the economy's doing good, South Dakota. And maybe the only economy in the world doing good, Sweden. They made the right decision. But did you see the latest stats over the weekend from New York? Governor Cuomo had to admit that all the recent, majority of the recent coronavirus, brand new ones, are people who stayed home. Which means that social distancing doesn't work. Which means, as I said from the beginning, let everybody go to work, and some of them will catch it, most of them will be exposed to it, and you'll get herd immunity, and some will die, very few will die. And the ones who will die, we can isolate and make sure that they're safe, because the ones who will die are going to be over 75 years old and very sick, morbidly sick. You can protect them. But closing the economy was the biggest mistake in world history. And even in Germany, they're starting to realize it. What else are they starting to realize in Germany? This should be a headline everywhere in America. German autopsy study finds every single coronavirus victim in Germany had previous illness. All of them had cancer, lung disease, were heavy smokers, or morbidly obese. And by the way, there's another brilliant Wainwright analogy. I said from day one, why are so many people dying in China and Italy? Because those are countries where everyone smokes. And when it got to America, everyone said to me, Wayne, there's a new study out that shows smoking helps against coronavirus. Oh, yeah. Puff on a tailpipe of a car, which is basically what smoking is, and sucking in black exhaust fumes that turn your lungs black helps you against a disease that attacks your lungs. That makes a lot of sense. Whoever came up with that study should be shackled and sent to prison for life for fraud. Yes, cigarettes are very good for coronavirus, which attacks your lungs. Except in Germany, every person who died, every single person, had either cancer, lung disease, heavy smokers, or obese. Gee, what a shocker. So maybe the rest of us who don't smoke, and don't have heart disease, and aren't obese, and are under the age of 75, should have gone to work and kept the U.S. economy alive. Maybe. Other big news stories. Trump unloads on Obama. Obamagate makes Watergate look small time. Most corrupt administration in U.S. history, Obamagate. Trump says that on Twitter. Do you have any idea how long ago I coined the phrase Obamagate? And I said all of that, the most corrupt administration in history. And I said that Obamagate makes Watergate look small. And I said that everything done to Trump, all the spying and all the unmasking, everything bad, everything, was coordinated and conducted and approved by Obama. He was in charge of all of it. And now Sidney Powell, the lawyer for General Flynn, comes out. It says Obama participated in a plot to frame General Michael Flynn. What a surprise. Wayne Root called it all and knew it all. That could be why in Nevada I got a text last night from the Nevada Democrat Party. I believe it's the Nevada Democrat Party. The whole thing was hashtag turn Nevada blue. What a help, Obama. I mean, if you want to help Steve Sis. Democrat liberal dunce who runs Nevada, Steve Sisolak. If you want to help them and bury Trump, just destroy Trump, you've got to go against the worst people in the world. And then they name them. Donald Trump, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, and Wayne Allen. There's the five, baby. Isn't that nice company? I am so honored. The five most influential conservatives in America, according to Democrats. Trump, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, and Wayne Allen Root. That text came from the Democrat Party of Nevada. I love it. Thank you, guys. No wonder Media Matters has been coming after me. No wonder all the cannons are targeted at Wayne Allen Root. No wonder I'm the target. One of the most influential conservatives in America changing this world. And what we get back? An impassioned defense of Elon Musk. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Name's your sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I sure hope that list that I saw over the weekend is not correct. You know, some sort of insider look at the plan for reopening MGM casinos. I got to think it's either a fake or it's real, but they're going to adjust it as time goes on dramatically. So in other words, they're not going to wait 18 months to open the very last of all the casinos that MGM owns on the Vegas Strip. They're not going to wait until spring of next year, 2021, to open a casino. My guess is they're going to, you know, they're going to wait a month or two to open the next few, and then another month or two to open the next few, and by September, October, they're all open. I can't imagine you're going into next year. That's just tragic and doesn't make sense to me. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Boomer Naturals, and our world has changed. Sadly, when you venture out of your home, face masks are the new normal. I don't like it. I'm not saying it's great. I'm not saying I support it. I'm just telling you, in most states, it's the new normal, and in many places like Costco, you have no choice. You have to wear a mask while shopping. But the kind of mask you use really matters, because not all face masks offer the same protection. Not all face masks are alike. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer mask is the Boomer Natural 30-Day Face Mask. Lab tests show it gives 92.2% antibacterial protection. Made with three cloth layers treated with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. It's also comfortable, it's easy to breathe and speak with. They have adult and children's sizes. Many are in stock now at their U.S. warehouse, USA, USA, ready to ship to you and your family. These masks can be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day. Mask is very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Just go to BoomerNaturals.com right now. Get your mask. BoomerNaturals.com and use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. WARRADIO20, meaning the Wayne Allen Root Show, WARRADIO20. BoomerNaturals.com. Thank you, Boomer. Thank you, Boomer Naturals. So I've never liked Elon Musk. I told you I was going to give you a passionate defense of Elon Musk. Over the weekend, he said he's moving his factories, his production facilities out of California. Can't take California anymore. And right off the bat, California officials said, F you. This is on Twitter. A California state senator said, F you, and spelt it out to Elon Musk. Can you imagine? This is the way politicians talk and speak to people that pay not only millions in taxes, maybe collectively billions in taxes. You know, Elon Musk factories collectively together in all states, by the time they pay sales tax, by the time they pay property tax, by the time they pay income tax, by the time they pay payroll tax for all their employees, and then by the time their employees pay payroll tax and sales tax on the things they buy, you're talking about billions of dollars paid by Elon Musk. And after he's paid billions to you, and then he decides to leave, because we all have freedom in the United States, and he says, I'm going to go to Nevada or Texas and get all my plants out of California, California says, F you to him. This is how politicians think. This is how bureaucrats think. And this is why America's going down the tubes, because of Democrats and liberals who hate us. Hate us. You know, there's the 80-20 rule. 80% of the money you make from customers is not as important as the 20% of the top customers at the top, at the very top of the food chain. All your best customers are the most important to your business. Take care of them, you'll always make money. And the other 80%, that's fine. Don't do anything bad to them, but you don't need to play golf with them and take them to dinner and give gifts to their kids on their birthdays and give gifts to their wives on their anniversary. You only do that for the top 20%, the 80-20 rule. Take care of the top 20, you'll always be okay. In the United States, government bureaucrats and politicians, especially Democrats, hate the top 20%. They hate the people that make all the money and create all the jobs. It's really disgusting. So when Elon Musk, as a businessman who pays all the taxes, they don't care. So he says, I'm getting out of California. So he's been verbally abused. And now today he did something even better. He said he's opening his plant in California, in Alameda County, despite not having permission from the government, against the rules. He's opening the plant. He's smart. Elon Musk is playing the role of that gal, Shelley Luther, in Dallas with the hair salon. Elon probably wants to be arrested today. He says, I'm opening my plant, and if anyone is arrested, I ask that it be me. And he reopens the plant with himself on the line. He's standing on the line, the production line, and says, if you're going to arrest anyone, arrest me. And he's going to try and turn it to nationwide fantastic publicity. There's only one negative. I'm on your team now, but here's the problem. Elon, if you didn't think about it, almost everyone who buys your Tesla is a Democrat. Remember, there's no pollution. It's saving the planet. It's always liberals who buy Teslas. I'll bet you 70% or higher, maybe 80% of Teslas are owned by Democrats. And they are going to abandon you, and they are going to stab you in the back. Now, whether you win over conservatives, that's a whole other story. I don't know. But I know one thing. Your cars cost, what, $120,000 each? So all the really rich people that can afford $120,000 cars are usually liberals. And so you're churning off your own customers. You're winning over me and millions of patriots, but most patriots who back Trump are middle class and can't afford Teslas. So Elon Musk is going into some uncharted territory here. But I support him. Great job, Elon.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The federal government is sending $11 billion to states and territories to help coronavirus testing.
This major investment will ensure that America continues to conduct more tests than any country on earth by far.
Regarding the economy, the president is predicting big things.
We're going into the third quarter, and we're going to do well. In the fourth quarter, we're going to do very good, and next year, I think we're going to have one of the best years we've ever had.
People who haven't received their stimulus check from the federal government face Wednesday as a deadline to get direct deposit. Otherwise, you'll be waiting for a paper check. The IRS says individuals have until noon Eastern time on Wednesday to submit bank account information for direct deposit. People who are owed money but bank accounts aren't on file will eventually get a check in the mail, but that could take up to 4 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, before we get to our guest, I want to mention a story that just came out. The president of Tanzania, because this ties in with my guest. The president of Tanzania didn't trust the WHO, the World Health Organization, so he sent them samples to ask them for COVID testing. And the samples were samples of sheep, goats, bunnies, and trees, and fruit, and car oil. And the results are in. He didn't trust the WHO. The president of Tanzania happens to be a chemist. His name is President Magufuli. And so he submitted all these samples. Pure genius. He didn't trust them. He took samples from papaya fruit, sheep, goats, and other things, and they all came back from the WHO, the WHO, positive for coronavirus. Folks, the WHO is a giant scam. And if our government and our leaders are listening to them, and the CDC, and Dr. Fauci, I'd say there's a possibility we've all been scammed. Something's wrong. But again, I never say it's a fact. I say maybe. Let's think about it. Let's examine it. Because if you don't, it would be criminal to not examine this stuff and to take what government tells you, like it's the gospel truth. Because government lies all the time, and the government bureaucrats involved in it cover up their mistakes all the time. So we've got a guest named Kent Heckenlively, and he's co-author with Dr. Judy Mikovits of the new book, Plague of Corruption. And if you saw the video that came out on YouTube last week, it's been viewed more than 8 million times. So many conservatives in this country have viewed this video, and YouTube took it right down, banned it. And people put it back up on Facebook and other places. I'm sure it's been banned there, too. Because basically Dr. Judy Mikovits says that Gates and Fauci are basically frauds. Don't listen to what they're saying. They're using the pandemic to profit and grab political power. And so this is the author of her book, Kent Heckenlively. Kent, welcome to Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thanks for having me on, Wayne.
So start with the story. Tell me what the real story is. Why does Dr. Judy think that Fauci is not who he says he is? He's basically full of crap, and he can't afford to listen to everything he's saying because he's got a major conflict of interest. Your gal is Dr. Judy Mikovits, and so many of us, including me, watched the video over the weekend. Tell us the story.
Well, you know, the thing about Dr. Judy is she's an inside player in science, so nothing like getting the real story from an insider. So she started in 1980 at the National Cancer Institute, spent 20 years there working under Dr. Frank Grusetti, and she's had personal experiences with the kind of person that Tony Fauci is very early in her career. She was working in the office of Dr. Frank Grusetti. She was his research technician, and what had happened was that Luc Montagnier over in France had isolated the HIV virus, and so Frank Grusetti and Judy Mikovits were doing a confirmatory study. They had confirmed the isolation of HIV. They isolated the same virus. And what happened is that Frank had the paper in press, so it had already been submitted. He was away at a conference in Europe, and Judy's in the office, and she gets a call, and it's Tony Fauci and Robert Gallo. And Robert Gallo, or I believe it's Tony Fauci, says, hey, we understand that Frank has a paper on the confirmation of HIV. Can you give it to us? And she says, well, yes, he does have a paper in press, but since he is the author, he is the only one who can give it to you, so you'll have to wait for him to get back. And so Fauci says, no, you need to give it to us, and if you don't give it to us, we're going to fire you for insubordination. And what she says is, fine, fire me for insubordination. And she hangs up on him. Then what happens is that when Frank returns, he is, you know, amazed that Judy has stuck up for him. It really was the start of a lifelong friendship and, you know, respect, mutual respect between the two of them. And eventually Fauci kind of bullies Grusetti to give him the paper, hands it off to his friend Robert Gallo. They spend about 6 months doing their own paper. Frank's paper never sees the light of day, and they you know, waste a lot of time with the confirmation. I think probably close to a year before they were able to get theirs published. They push people in the wrong direction, HIV/AIDS, and so she's had experience with the kind of person that Fauci is, and because of that theft of Frank Rossetti's paper, what happens is Robert Gallo becomes the golden boy of science, and Fauci takes the throne at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, where he sat for the past 36 years.
Right. And so where does it... I'm trying to figure out where the bad stuff comes in, because at some point they came and arrested Judy and threw her in prison. Was that a different story, or that's part of the same story?
No, that's a different story. So in 2009, she publishes an article in the journal Science, along with researchers from the Cleveland Clinic and the National Cancer Institute, including Frank Rossetti, now after 30-some years. They're still working together. And it's found that this virus, XMRV, is found in high numbers in women with chronic fatigue syndrome. So, which had been, you know, derided as yuppie flu, and hey, smart women going into the workplace can't handle corporate jobs, and they have a psychological breakdown. The trouble is that this is a mouse virus that somehow jumped into human beings. And then the question becomes, how did this mouse virus jump into human beings? Well, I had started working with her by that time, just kind of unofficially, because I was interested in her story. And, you know, I found research showing that the first outbreak of chronic fatigue syndrome was in 1934, 1935, among 198 doctors and nurses in Los Angeles County Hospital who got an early polio vaccine, which was grown in mouse brain tissue. And so this sort of led us down a road, which we said, is it ever a good idea to mix human tissue, whether aborted human fetal tissue or other tissue, and animal tissue, and then inject them into human beings? Because whenever you do that, I mean, human tissue is loaded with viruses, animal tissue is loaded with viruses. When you mix those together in a lab, you're not having the immune system suppressing those viruses, so you get a lot of recombinations, and then that's injected into you in the form of a vaccine or a biologic like Humira. And when it became clear that that's what her research was suggesting, that's when the Furies descended on her.
And the Furies were police raided her office with guns drawn, or how did that work out?
Yeah, so what happened is that she had a dispute with her bosses who ran the Whittemore Peterson Institute in Nevada. They asked her to do two things because she was the principal investigator on two government grants. They wanted her to sign off that a researcher had done work on her grant when he had not, because she is so amazingly honest, and she just says, no, that's stealing from the taxpayers. And then secondly, they were selling an unverified test. You talk about test kits. She said, no, this kit is not certified. And they fired her for it. They claim she stole her the weird thing is they claim she stole her own notebooks. So just a little bit of background. So when you're a principal investigator, that means the government says, we trust you, you have a long track record, you're responsible for all money spent in the programs, and you're responsible for all materials. So this claim that she stole her own notebooks is just ludicrous. So they came and arrested her in her home in Ventura, where she had gone. They had no arrest warrant, no search warrant. They arrest her on a Friday afternoon. So, hey, court's not in session.
Right, you spend the weekend in prison.
Yeah, exactly, you know, and soften you up. They try to drag everything back to Nevada, where her boss, Harvey Whittemore, who was the most powerful man in the state, and he would eventually served 2 years in prison.
Yes.
Election.
I remember that. Yes.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, it's so funny to me that people say, like, well, Judy stole her notebooks. And I said, yeah, she was saying in 2011 that these people were corrupt. And then in 2014, Harvey Whittemore gets convicted of what the U.S. attorney at the time said was the largest amount of corrupt money coming in a single day ever seen in American history. And I'm saying to myself, You know, I'm sorry. Who's the honest one here?
Yeah. So, I mean, basically what this all comes down to is, I doubt that Judy, your co-author, Judy Mikovits, is political. I doubt she's a conservative and a Trump supporter. She's just telling a real story about how she's a straight arrow and that Fauci's not a straight arrow. He's a corrupt guy. He's out for the money. That's all it comes down to. He'll say anything he has to in order to make millions or billions of dollars for his corporate partners. And he's willing to throw people in jail and do whatever he has to. And that happens to coincide with a lot of people like me, Kent, who are conservatives who believe that Fauci misled the nation. We didn't have to close the economy, and we don't want a vaccine when it's all over. You know, not that I'm anti-vaccine. I just don't want this vaccine. I know smallpox and polio. There's some good things out there. I'm not anti all vaccines, but I think some vaccines are dangerous. So listen, the music is on, which means our segment's over, but I'll carry you over to the next segment, and we can have a little discussion about vaccines. Yes?
Yeah.
I do want to have a discussion and warn my listeners about vaccines. Matter of fact, on Wednesday, even though I'm the ultimate conservative warrior, I've got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. coming on my show Wednesday to warn people the same things you're going to hear out of Kent when we get back and out of, you know, Dr. Judy Mikovits. Vaccines are dangerous. You can't just give everybody a vaccine. People die. People get sick. People get paralyzed. You got to be very careful. That's all I'm saying. Not to not ever take vaccines. There are lifesavers out there, but I'm definitely willing to ask questions, and I think we need to ask questions about Dr. Fauci and what his conflicts of interest are. So we'll be back. More with Kent and Lively. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. It's a different world in so many ways. When you venture out of your home, face masks are the new normal. Can you believe it? You've heard of the N95 masks that medical professionals use. And if they use the N95, don't we all want the best protection from particles and bacteria too? So a highly recommended mask that gives nearly the same protection is Boomer Natural's 30-day face mask, providing 92.2% antibacterial protection. It's very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and they come in adult and children sizes, and very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Here's what's really great. The mask can be used up to 30 days. Many masks are only good for one day, making it very costly over time. Order these doctor-recommended masks now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use the code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20% every time you shop. Plus, get free shipping and handling on any order over $50. That's BoomerNaturals.com, a U.S.-based company wanting the very best health for you and your loved ones. That's code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. You know, the funniest part of this story is that I have nothing to do with the anti-vaccine movement. I have nothing to do with Dr. Judy Mikovits, the new book that she's co-authored with Kent Heckin-Lively. It's called Plague of Corruption. It was number one on Amazon last week for four straight days. And all the conservatives in this entire country have been talking about the video that's out, that was out of YouTube till they banned it, about Dr. Judy Mikovits' story and how she thinks that Dr. Fauci's a fraud and Bill Gates a fraud, and they're just looking to grab political power and profit off a vaccine. But what's funny about it is that I have nothing to do with them, never met Kent in my life, don't know Judy, I'm not involved in the anti-vaccine movement, I'm not even anti-vaccine, I just ask a lot of questions, and there's some vaccines I think, you know, are not really good for you, one of which, by the way, is the flu vaccine. Doesn't work. It's a joke. Every time I meet someone who's got the flu, I say, did you have the flu vaccine? They always go, yeah, 2 weeks ago. Isn't that interesting? So I never take a flu vaccine, and I never get the flu. Everyone else I know that gets the flu takes a flu vaccine, and they get the flu. So I ask questions, and I'm not always for it. I'm not always against it. But Media Matters, who hates my guts, and is a very ultra, ultra-liberal, socialist, Marxist, globalist organization, and they are backed by George Soros, according to Wikipedia, and Media Matters comes after me all the time. It tries to just destroy my name. Media Matters put out a press release last week about this video. I don't think they mentioned the book, Plague of Corruption. They mentioned the video and said how all the conservative conspiracy theorists are saying that this is the greatest thing because she says, Dr. Judy Mikovits, that Fauci's a fraud and they're all a bunch of conspiracy theorists and bad people. I'm summarizing here for you. And then they immediately go, and Wayne Allen Root tweeted out about the video. You know, I don't even know these people. It was a little tweet saying, just watch the video. You don't have to agree or disagree. Everyone should be educated, right? So let's get back with them. I'm now in bed all the time with Dr. Judy Mikovits and Kent and Lively, Heckin' Lively. Hey, Kent, how are you?
I'm doing great.
According to Media Matters, you and I are best friends in the world. I just want you to know that. I've never met you.
Am I going to see you for Sunday dinner like we normally do?
Exactly. Like, what's that show called? Blue Bloods. Every Sunday we have dinner together. So,
one thing I have to say about Media Matters and all the media is hardly any of them are talking that Judy has a book. They just talk about the video. So it's annoying the hell out of me. So thank you, Wayne, for saying we have a book out.
Yes.
have a book out.
plague of corruption. This is what I do very well as a host. I make sure you all get good, you all get good branding. Plague of corruption, and it, you could find it, what, at all the usual places? Amazon, Barnes and Noble, everywhere, all those places? Okay, good. All right, Plague of Corruption, Dr. Judy Mikovits and her co-author Kent Heckenlively. So, I don't know these people, this isn't my axe to grind, but by simply mentioning in a tweet, you should go watch the video, it's interesting, I wind up getting slammed by Media Matters that I'm a conspiracy theorist, and we're all nuts. But we're not nuts, because vaccines aren't always great, correct?
Right, and the question that we ask, and this has been an evolution for me as well, because I like you, I like to ask questions, is I simply ask this question, if animal tissue has viruses, if human tissue has viruses that the immune systems of those organisms suppress when the animal is alive, when you take that tissue out of the organism and you put it in a petri dish, don't you get all those viruses being expressed? So you may want to take one crazy virus and gentle it by running it through the tissue of a different species. That's what you do with vaccines. I understand that. That's fine. The question is whether in trying to gentle that one crazy virus, whether you're opening up the entire asylum of viruses. So even though our book does not talk about coronavirus at all, everybody says, wow, you give us the basis to understand what possibly might be going on. The way that they took this coronavirus, which is in bats, and doesn't affect humans, and they maybe ran it through other species, like pangolin or monkey, maybe that explains why there's an HIV spike protein on it. Maybe this mixing of animal and human tissue and tissues of different organisms is creating terrible pathogens. I mean, think about this. The entire world is shut down right now, and the mainstream media, people like Media Matters, people like CNN, don't want to talk about the question that we raise in our book about where are these viruses coming from?
Well, do you know what? Let me tell you something, though, Ken. Do you know why none of the big networks want to talk about this and they won't have you as a guest, in my opinion?
Why?
Because Big Pharma owns them because they take all the ads on their network.
So,
a third of their ads on Fox and all the networks, CNN, MSNBC, the Evening News. I'll bet you one third of the ads are drug ads. So they're completely bought and paid for by Big Pharma.
Wayne, can I send you my video, and you put it up if you can? So, basically, CNN called me last week, okay? And knowing what I do, I said, okay, I'm going to record my call back to them. I got them to hang up on me in three questions, because I simply asked them, how much of your ad revenue comes from Big Pharma?
There you go.
And it was great. So I'm going to send it to you. But it was
how
hilarious.
Did I know that? That's why they're afraid of ever asking a question.
Well,
they're all frauds.
That in China, you know, so...
Hey, Kent, we got to go. The music's on. You know the way radio goes. Yep. It goes fast. There's so many things I want to talk to you about. We'll have you back as a return guest real soon to go over all the stuff I missed, because we missed a lot of it. But the main point is that don't just listen to everything Dr. Fauci says and assume it's all the truth and it's all wonderful and he only cares about saving human lives. Maybe he cares about the almighty buck more than human lives. He's misleading you on some areas, not on everything. Maybe he means well in others, but, you know, you just can't take it as gospel from people like Dr. Fauci or Bill Gates. Kent Heckenlively, his book is The Plague of Corruption at Amazon. Go get it. Media Matters hates it.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.